HarperCollins presents Winter Wedding, Book 2 in the Rookwood Chronicles, by Dilly Court. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. Rookwood Castle, Devonshire, Winter, 1853. It was one of those rare winters, when snow had started to fall at the beginning of December. Rosalind could not remember a year when the preparations for Christmas had taken on such a seasonal feeling. But first, and even more important, there was her sister's upcoming wedding. Looking out of the drawing-room window, across the snow-covered rose garden, she scanned the horizon for white sails set against the granite-grey sea, but there was no sign of her husband's ship returning from one of his interminable business trips abroad. It would be so disappointing if Piers was not at her side when her sister, Patsy, walked down the aisle to marry Alexander. Rosalind sighed and turned back to the list she had been checking. The arrangements for the wedding were far advanced, with only a few last-minute checks to be made. She laid her pen on the silver inkstand and sat back in her chair, stretching her cramped muscles. The comforting sound of applewood logs crackling and spitting as the flames roared up the chimney, all but drowned out the soughing draught that whistled through the ill-fitting windows of the ancient castle. Just 2 short years ago, it had been her own wedding that Rosalind had been planning with such meticulous care and excitement. Now it was Patsy's turn, but she was only 18, and in Rosalind's eyes, still too young for the responsibilities of marriage. Patsy was engaged to Captain Alexander Blanchard of the 46th Regiment of Foot. Rosalind smiled at the thought. They would be sisters and sisters-in-law too. She turned her head at the sound of the door opening.
"There you are, Rosie. I knew I'd find you here, poring over yet another list. Surely all the organisation has been attended to now."
Patricia Carey tossed her blonde curls and subsided onto the damask-covered seat of the nearest chair.
"I'm exhausted. I've been standing like a statue for what seemed like hours, while Maggie Brewer stuck pins into me."
Rosalind laughed. "She was only doing her job, Patsy. You wouldn't want to wear a wedding gown that didn't fit properly, would you?"
"No, of course not. But I'm worried. I haven't had a word from Alex. I don't even know where he is at present."
Rosalind rose from the desk where she had been sitting and went over to give her sister a hug.
"Bridal nerves, Patsy. That's all it is. I expect I was the same before my wedding, but it was wonderful when it happened." "But you were marrying Piers. He visits that old china clay mine he owns in Cornwall, but he's never too far away. Alex could have been posted abroad and I wouldn't know." "Of course you would, silly. He would have sent a message to you one way or another. Besides which, he's now in the same regiment as Bertie, who is on his way here as we speak. If his last letter is anything to go by, I'm sure you'll hear from Alex in a day or so."
"Bertie had better arrive soon. He's going to walk me down the aisle. If he doesn't get home in time, I'll have to ask Walter to take his place, if he can tear himself away from his studies."
"Please don't fret, Patsy. Walter would gladly stand in for Bertie if need be, but Alex and Bertie will probably arrive together."
Patricia sighed.
"I'm sorry. I'm being selfish as usual. You must be worried about Piers too."
"His ship is overdue, but it could be because of the weather, and they've had to take shelter somewhere en route. I tried to persuade Piers to let Pedrick go in his stead, but Piers said that Pedrick might be a good manager at the clay mine, but he is no use when it comes to making business deals."
Patsy shrugged.
"At least Alex doesn't have to travel the world promoting the china clay industry."
It was on the tip of Rosalind's tongue to argue that Piers was a civilian businessman, and his brother risked his life for king and country on a daily basis, but she thought better of it. Patsy was still her little sister, and must be protected from the harsh realities of the world as much as possible, although heaven only knew what she might have to face as an army wife. Rosalind managed to smile.
"Let's not argue. We have enough to do, what with the weather, the wedding, and then Christmas. I'm just wondering if Lady Pentelow will decide to stay on and spend the festive season here as well."
"I know she's Alex and Piers's grandmother, but she still scares me. I don't blame you for insisting on remaining here after you married Piers. I wouldn't want to live with her at Trevenor."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?